What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another episode of Talking the Flash. I'm getting caught up, people. I know, some of y'all are like, hey, you're like so behind. I know, I am. And I was hoping I would be able to knock out another one before my son woke up, but it doesn't look that way. So I just finished watching the reminded Kevin Smith episode. I totally forgot that he directed this episode. It was called The Runaway Dinosaur that aired on Tuesday, May 10th on the CW. I know I'm so behind, but I'm catching up, I promise. Man, this was a good episode. And man, I hate Kevin Smith and the writers and Barry because y'all made me teary-eyed. This episode was like an emotional, I felt like I was with Barry in the Speed Force world, going through all that crap with him. Man. But yeah, that whole Barry story, dealing with Force, I felt like Barry was like some type of Jedi. That's what I took it. But yeah, no, that part, the whole thing of him growing and visiting the, it kind of reminded me of the three ghosts of the Christmas past or future or present, whatever. I don't know. I don't know why I was thinking that when I was watching this episode. But him and his mom, that moment, the talking and the reading of the book, oh my gosh, so good. And I'm glad that Barry is back as the Flash. I'm wondering now that he's like connected, and is he going to be faster? Is he going to be like new and improved Ultra the Flash? I don't know. I haven't seen the next episode, and I think I saw the season finale, which by the looks of it, the next episode looks insane, kazoom. But we'll get to him in a second. But great moments with Barry, mom, dad, Joe, Iris, Speed Force, explanation of what the Speed Force is. Totally cool. So now I know what's really, really going down. Nothing that I liked about this episode, the return of Tony, Metal Man. I liked him. I liked this metahuman. Always thought he was cool. It was good to see him back. It was cool to see him reanimated. There you go. And going around the city, demolishing crap. We get to see a cameo of Jason Mewes, Jay and Silent Bob in this episode, which was really cool. But yeah, having this metahuman back was dope. He kind of did go out like a punk, but I get it. Then the magnetizing, I get it. But I just figured he was going to put up a bigger fight. I don't know. What else in this episode? We don't get to see what happened to Wally because he got struck by the energy stuff. So I'm curious to see what's going to happen with him. And then Jesse, I mean, she's in a coma, but Barry winds up waking her up with the touch and the Force goes into her. Is she a speedster? I don't know, but something connected there somewhere. So, I guess they're alive. But I'm curious to see what their powers are going to be, which is going to be really cool. And then at the end of this episode, a big moment, Zoom. I didn't think we were going to see Zoom and Caitlin, but we see the very end. I mean, literally on my TV, it was like the Flash. Everybody's happy. And then all of a sudden it shows the building, the police station where Zoom is with Caitlin. Interesting stuff there because Zoom's pretty much given an ultimatum. Like, you can either go with your friends and be with them or stay with me. And we're good. But if you go with your friends, I'm going to kill you and your friends. So I can't believe Caitlin is actually – I don't know. I guess it's not like if you don't stay with me, I'll kill all your friends. So that's not the ultimatum. The ultimatum is I won't kill you. So does she not have faith in the team anymore? Because it looked like she was thinking about hanging out with Zoom. I don't know. That's what it made it look like. I don't know. But – was it just me also when Zoom's like, I'm going to go outside, I'm going to talk to my friends? Like, his friends out there didn't look very scary. And I'm sure by the commercial of the next episode, they all got powers and they're going to be messing up the city. But they didn't really look really menacing and evil. So Zoom needs, you know, I mean, where's the show? You know, I need friends like Shark and what's his name? Rupture. I need those kind of, even Killer Frost. But these other ones just didn't look very scary and cool. But maybe that's just me. I don't know. All right, people. That's it for this recap of The Flash episode, The Runaway Dinosaur. Speaking of this Runaway Dinosaur, I'm actually going to go on Amazon and get this book. Yeah, I think that'd be a good book to add to Maddox's collection. But that's it, people. Don't forget, all my recap shows have been added to iTunes for all the Flash fans. All you have to do is go to iTunes and search Talking the Flash, and you'll find me there. You can subscribe. That way you don't miss any upcoming shows. And then you can listen to some of the past ones, because we know we got Season 3 coming up, and I think Season 3 comes out, October 4th? So I'm going to be caught up. I'm going to be good to go, and I'll be on time for all you guys out there. Feel free to leave comments wherever you're listening to this. You can also check out this show and other shows as well at audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. My blog is iWatchMike. Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. iWatchMike on Facebook. There you go. You get the picture, all right, people? Anyways, have a great one. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Talking the Flash. I'm going to try to catch up really, really, really soon. All right? Talk to you later. Bye-bye.